Good day, I'm Anjui James-Sawyers with the JIS Midday News for Wednesday, May 25. Coming up, more Jamaicans to access interest-free loans from the NHT, Joint Parliamentary Committee to be established for Labour Day funds allocation, and SLB loan deadline set for May 31. The news in detail after the break.
No longer do you have to wait 24 hours if you suspect your child is missing. The minute you realize your child cannot be accounted for is the minute to make a report to the police at 119 or the OCR at 1-888-PROTECT. Be sure to have a recent photograph of good quality to assist with identifying the child. And remember, you have a duty to inform us if the child returns home. If you fail to do so, your child may not be able to access crucial services or travel overseas.
Now the news. The government has increased the income band for persons accessing 0% loans from the National Housing Trust, NHT, from $7,500 to $12,000 per week.
This means that all workers in Jamaica who earn $12,000 per week, that is a person earning just about $592,000, will be able to access interest free loans from the National Housing Trust. The adjustments are needed at this time as devaluation and inflation have negatively impacted affordability levels.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness making his contribution to the 2016-2017 budget debate in Parliament Tuesday. He further explained that these persons would be qualified to borrow up to approximately $4.89 million. Additionally, two contributors of similar income levels below $12,000 per week will be able to apply for a mortgage of $9.8 million. And contributors earning $12,001 to $20,000 per week will now be eligible for a 2% mortgage interest rate down from 4%, while persons earning $20,001 to $30,000 weekly will be eligible for loans at 4% interest down from 6%. The adjustments will take effect for mortgages written after July 1, 2016. Meanwhile, the National Housing Trust, NHT, will partner with several public and private sector entities to develop more than 10,000 housing solutions over the next 4 years. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the Urban Development Corporation is among the partnering agencies and will develop 700 housing solutions at Caymanas in St. Catherine at a cost of over $5 billion with NHT financing.
Based on housing demand information collected by the NHT, there is a significant effective demand for houses in the urban areas of Kingston and St. Andrew and St. Catherine. The NHT will bring funding and project management skills to the partnership, while the UDC will bring the land and significant technical and professional skills.
Housing solutions will vary in design and prices and will be constructed over a 4-year period. Other major housing projects will be undertaken at Windsor in Trelawney, Friendship St. Elizabeth, Colbeck and Orchards in St. Catherine, Winchester Estate, Hanover, Perth 2, Manchester, and Friendship in St. James. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says a joint parliamentary committee will be established to develop protocols on how funds are to be spent on Labour Day projects. Prime Minister Holness made the announcement during his contribution to the 2016-17 budget debate Tuesday.
I want to make it absolutely clear that I, as Prime Minister, and this government will not tolerate partisan distribution of public funds.
Prime Minister Holness says he has asked Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett for a detailed study on allocations from the Tourism Enhancement Fund for cleanup activities for the past year, which will be made public. And new and returning tertiary students are being reminded that the deadline to apply for Students Loan Bureau SLB funding is May 31. The deadline applies to the general loan that applicants repay after completing their course of study. Public Education and Public Relations Manager at the SLB, Annalisa Allen, says there is no application period for the pay-as-you-study and postgraduate loan types repaid while studying via salary deductions on a monthly basis. She's encouraging prospective students to begin their application process now, as an acceptance letter is not an immediate requirement.
We try not to have people avoid applying until they get the acceptance letter, because it will be too late at that point.
Ms. Allen is encouraging persons experiencing challenges with finding guarantors to notify the Bureau, adding that corporate entities are now allowed to sign up as guarantors. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James-Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.